اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر لم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها اعلموا قد بينا لكم الآيات قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله أولئك هم الصديقون. لهم أجرهم ونورهم إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم. والذين آمنوا
بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون.
أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم. لهم أجرهم ونورهم
والذين آمنوا
لهم أجرهم ونورهم.
No.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سابقوا
من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله سابقوا ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لا لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. May Allah accept all of the a'mal, all of the extra worships that dear brothers and sisters have been involved with in this blessed month of Rajab. It's worthy that on top of the rituals that we are to be involved with in the month of Rajab, which are of course themselves rituals with meanings that need to penetrate our minds and hearts. Repetition of adhkar is for the meanings to be repeated and for those meanings to be revisited, rethought, reflected, and through that process, that repeated process over time, the meanings gradually starting to seep or starting to come out of those words and seep into our minds and then, inshallah, through action into our hearts. The oil seeds, it takes time for the process of extracting that valuable oil that can be taken from it. Anything valuable that is to come from a seed, more valuable than the oil that comes from it that we consume, and sometimes that process can be relatively fast, the process of the growth of a tree from that seed is much more time consuming, and that's much more valuable because one seed can turn into a tree that produces many, many, many more seeds and fruits and valuables. The time that is required for us to process these adhkar, repeat, rethink, remind, over time, gradually it produces results. On top of these rituals that, as we just briefly explained, are also supposed to be helping us, there is a ritual of tafakkur, a ritual of thinking, a ritual that does not involve repetition of words or performance of actions in the various forms of the rituals that we have. Rather, it involves thinking regarding what's most important, thinking regarding what is important, that very topic itself, what is important and what is not. And for that ritual of tafakkur, what is required is material to think about. The best material a person can find to think about are the verses of the Holy Quran. This is not just reading the Quran to complete a recitation from the beginning to the end, which is referred to as khatm of the Quran, or completing a reading of the Quran. That is a ritual. That is part of that repetition. We need to do that. We need to spend time just reading that. But then also during times of tafakkur, it is important to pull out verses. And instead of just reading and going to the next, just pondering and thinking on what is being said. Sometimes what seems to be very simple
a concept that we have perhaps heard many times. Moments of thinking will cause us to realize how important that simple sentence is and how much in need we are in processing that and being reminded of it and accepting it, and how much we need to realize that we haven't really accepted it. The verses that were read contain many valuable lessons, as all the verses of the Qur'an do. Not because they were read, but all the verses of the Qur'an. I will go to a verse that in ways it seems to be very simple. Maybe one, maybe two verses. And let's see the sentence structure, and then see if we process this, if we accept this, if we understand the importance of it, both ways. Well, and I'll explain what I mean by both ways. There's two. This is verse 19 of Surah Al-Hadid. There's sort of a dichotomy here, two groups of people. On both parts, there's something that's emphasized. And I'm not sure if we are collectively, perhaps some of you or many of you are already on board with that. You have already accepted it. But us collectively, I think we have work to do. I'll read and then I'll do a basic translation and then see why we're saying that. I don't think we have an agreement with this verse. We haven't agreed to it. We haven't accepted it. It says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Those who believe in God and His messengers. It's plural, His messengers. Those who believe in God and His messengers, they are أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ. They are, I don't know how else to put this, the stress in my voice, I'm trying to put it otherwise. أُولَٰئِكَ means they, هُم means they. When you say, and then it's already mentioned a certain group of people. So the subject is those who believe in God and His messengers. And then it says they, and then again, they are the following. So all of that emphasis is the point that is mentioned about them, the description that is given, the quality that is mentioned here, that quality is them, regarding them. They are this. If you're looking for these qualities, you'll find it where? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Those who believe in God and His messengers. Plural. What are those qualities? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ. They are الصَّدِّيقُونَ. What does صَدِّيق mean? صَدِّيقُونَ is a plural of صَدِّيق. We refer to Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah عليها, as الصديقة الكبرى, the greatest صديقة, and it's a feminine word. It refers to فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها, obviously. So it's صديقة. And then we have ahadith saying, there's another verse in the Quran that says وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and that's referring to, according to the hadith, the best example, not the only example, the highest, most profound example of as-sadiq, or kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. The sadiqin are the ahlul bayt. Siddiq is someone who is very truthful. There's emphasis on the truthfulness of the person. Alladhina amanu billah wa rusulihi ulaika humus siddiqun.
First,
they are as-siddiqun. If you're looking for Siddiq, if you want to be of the Siddiqun, who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Secondly, very importantly, وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are shuhada, witnesses, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, with their Lord, by their Lord. And then لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. For them is their reward and their light, their nur. First of all, Siddiq, to be considered Siddiq, we just said one of the qualities that Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is repeatedly described as, both in ahadith and when our ulama mention her, is as-Siddiqa al-Kubra, the greatest Siddiqa. So being a Siddiq or a Siddiqa is a great quality. Of course, above all, as we just said, her title is As-Siddiqa al-Kubra. These are not just titles, words that are used. It's a real description of her. She is As-Siddiqa al-Kubra. But it tells us how important right now for understanding this, one of the ways to understand how great it is that Fatima al-Zahra is described as As-Siddiqa al-Kubra. But what does it mean? Let's explore this meaning a little bit. Siddiq. We said emphasis on truthfulness of the person. And that can be explained. What does it mean for a person to be very truthful? That means they never lie. That's one way to look at being truthful. However, if a person does not lie regarding business, does not lie regarding when they're discussing matters with their friends, with their relatives, with people around them, anyone, when they're talking, they don't lie. That is a certain level of truthfulness. What they say is true. What if a person who in these matters does not lie, but when it comes to the fundamental truth of the source of existence, they do not accept it. They do not look for it. Whether they reject it or not, they are not in conformance with that truth. Their belief, the way they view the world. Everyone has a view of the world around them. There is no one that can claim when they look around and they see things, they see themselves, they see their surroundings, that they don't have an evaluation of what this is. It's either that evaluation is an evaluation that includes knowing and realizing that none of what I see with my physical eyes and what I hear with my physical ears and what I think within, none of that is independent. None of that is on its own. None of that came from nothing. And all of that has come from a source, God, Jalla wa Ala. It's either that in regards to that truth, they realize it, and whether they say it with their tongue or not, in their minds they say it. And so what they say in their minds regarding the world is the truth of all of this universe being a creation of the Creator. Or in their minds, whether they express it or not, it is that this universe is without a creator. That right there
is a great lie. And then if you accept that big lie, then you are going to accept another lie of there being no guidance coming from no source, no prophet, no messenger. None of that is true. And therefore, you believe in the fallacy, in the falsehood, in the wrong, in the lie of there being no messengers. And if you believe, meaning you see and you accept the truth, you tell yourself, your mind tells you of the truth of this universe being the creation of God, and that if He has created this realm, this cannot be without purpose. He must have rights and wrongs, do's and don'ts. What are they? You search for what has that God given us in terms of guidance. And you accept and you see, you look and you find the abundance of evidence of all these messengers of prophets that have come one after the other and have all conformed with the teachings of the other and have all emphasized on the same principles and have all been on the same line. You see that truth, you accept it, you accept that whatever has been said is from God and it needs to be acted upon. And then if you truly accept that those messengers are messengers of God, the Almighty, the Creator of the universe, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all people, the Lord of this world and the next, the Lord of the Day of Judgment, the Lord that will judge every action based on those teachings, if you see that truth, and so you are telling that truth in your mind and in your heart, then obviously whatever those messengers have said is what you govern your life by. And so you don't have a hypocrisy or a lie or a double standard. You see how the Americans, they say we are taking democracy to Iraq. When the Iraqi people vote for a certain government, the Americans are unhappy with that. They fight it. They say one thing, they say we accept one thing, in their actions they go against it. If a person says, I see the truth that these are messengers of God, which means those instructions are to be followed, but then in their actions they do not conform with that, what are they doing? They're lying in their actions. They're not truthful. They're not true to their beliefs. Those who actually believe in God and His messengers, all of them, understanding that every one of those that God has sent as a guide for us is someone who has come with guidance from Allah, and whatever time I'm in, the guidance of the messenger that God has sent for that time is the one I need to go by. They are Siddiqun. They believe in the truth of God. They see that truth. So they're truthful in regards to the reality of the universe. They are truthful in regards to the reality of prophethood. They are truthful to that, not just in their mind saying that there is such a thing, or that there are prophets, or that the Quran is from God, but rather everything they do represents that truth and is based on that truth. And therefore, every aspect of their thought, of their beliefs, of their feelings,
of their words, of their actions. Every bit of it conforms with the truth of the world. Can there be a more truthful person than that? What's the comparison of a person who is truthful to this extent and a person who simply does not lie regarding a merchandise that they have bought and they're selling to a customer, if they're even truthful in that case? If a person is even truthful in all of the matters related to business. Because once you stop, once you commit the sin of lying to yourself regarding what the universe is, rejecting the truth that is blatant in your face, in everyone's face, that God exists, and that he didn't create this haphazardly. This is not abath in some useless, redundant cycle. There is a purpose for it. Then there are prophets and messengers. Who are they? What was the message? And I accept that and I act based on that. What's the comparison between these two different types of people who are truthful? Well, obviously, this is where a Siddiq comes from. A Siddiq is a person who is filled with truth, not just certain words regarding ordinary daily activities, but their thoughts are true, their beliefs are true, their feelings are true, their actions are true. Everything about them is. If you're looking for a truthful person, who do you look at? Where do you find this person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. They are the Siddiqun. Don't look, there's so much teaching here. There's so much. One is for ourselves to become a Siddiq. You see that quality and it's just so blatantly great, so evidently great that you would want to have that. How do I become a Siddiq? How do I become a Shaheed? الشهداء عند ربهم. They become witnesses because they have seen the truth. And so they are witness to that truth. Not the truth on some small level, on all those levels. They have seen it. And even their actions are true. And so they are the ones that are witnesses to the truth. How do I become shuhada inda rabbihim? The verse is very clear. It's very simple. Alladhina amanu billahi wa rusulihi. It's not rocket science. It's not going about and finding some, I don't know, some weird person, weird attire, fancy wording of irfan or this or whatever other title you put to it. Alladhina amanu billahi wa rusulihi. Work on that. Work on your iman billah. Do I believe in Allah? What does that mean, believing in God? Iman billah. Who is God? Look at, for example, what the Quran says. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. Do I understand that? يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Do I understand that? After having understood what the words mean, do I see that that is true? Do I accept it? And then, وَرُسُولِهِ. There is an emphasis here on رُسُول, on all prophets. Do I even know what that may mean? Does it just mean coming up to a Christian and say, oh, we believe in Jesus the prophet, whatever they feel about that, because some of them don't see Jesus as a prophet. Say, Al-A'yadu Billah, God forbid from even saying this, but as the Quran has said, they say he's the son of God, or he is God. Al-A'yadu Billah. Shirk and kufr. Is that what it means? I believe in Jesus? It doesn't say believe in this person. Believe in that messenger. That messenger has a message. That message is something I completely... That's from Allah. That was the teaching. Whatever Jesus said was right. Whatever Moses said was right. Whenever I come across what Jesus said, what Moses said, that is right. I believe in it. That's what God said. He only said what God said. I accept it. And I accept that the prayer that Moses brought is a prayer that I will not do while I accept that it's the truth. Because the other part of that truth is when the Prophet of Islam came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated that, changed that, said, from this point onwards, this is the way I want you to pray. Everyone, whoever rejected that, initially pray in this direction, the direction of Jerusalem. The direction remained the same. The form changed, but one condition, which is the direction, remained the same towards Jerusalem. After years, over 13 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now the direction is going to change. And the direction changed. I believe that the direction being Jerusalem in those 13 plus years, a little over 13 years, that was the truth. Yet I will not do that. Why? Because the other part of the truth is, God said from the point the Prophet prayed towards Masjid al-Haram, that's the direction. فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn towards Masjid al-Haram. Rusul, have I even explored what that means? Have I looked at the teachings of these prophets that the Quran, the word of God, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi brought these, not stories as in stories that children hear, stories that adults need to hear and children need to be told as well. But these are truths of who Yunus was, who Yusuf was, who Ya'qub was, who Ibrahim was, who Musa was, who Isa was, what they taught, what they went through. I accept all of that. And whatever has changed, I accept both. And I accept the imams. This is working on these. This is how a person can become a Siddiq. This is how a person can become a living shaheed. This shahada is such a noble quality to have, to be a shaheed, a shahid, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, while they're alive. How do we develop that? It's very clear. This is the point. It's very simple. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ. How we just read this, like, okay, the believers are صَدِّيقُونَ. Okay, so that means I'm a صَدِّيق. Am I a صَدِّيق? No. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If God will identify you as آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ, Am I amanu billah in God's book? Or I think I believe. I don't even know what that means. Do I believe in the messengers in God's book? Or I've made up something in my own mind. I haven't even explored what God says believing in his messengers in the Quran is. Flip a few pages. See what God says about that, about his messengers, what he said to them, what they said to the people on behalf of or as a messenger from God. It's very clear. If you want to be a Siddiq, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, you want to be one of the shuhada عند ربهم, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, go work on that. The other thing here is when you pay attention to the dichotomy here. This is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. I'm not sure if dichotomy is the right word. In a certain way it is, but I don't want to get that confused with a certain aspect of theology regarding those who are neither الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا nor are they الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا, because there are people in between. Okay? As-Siddiqun, that's a real iman, it's established iman, billah wa rusulih. And الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا is not just not having that iman, it's very bad. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. These two groups that are opposites, two ends of the spectrum, when you compare them, in the first group it says الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they are witnesses of the truth with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as believers, when we want to look at who is telling the truth and who is not, who do we trust? Who do we not? It seems like this whole idea just goes to waste. We don't consider it. The Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. We have Imam Khomeini, we have Ayatollah Khamenei. These are people that الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. Clear examples. Along with the other maraja. These are examples that are above. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. Their understanding of Tawheed and therefore their belief in Tawheed is much stronger. What's the evidence of it? Their tawakkul on Allah. The whole world worked against the revolution. The enemies outside, the munafiqeen inside. With what strength can a person keep going in the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and you find in the Quran, which is itself another sign of that iman, that no matter how difficult, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ, you see that in them, that perseverance, that standing on the right path, no matter how much pressure is exerted, that itself is a sign of this. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. No matter how difficult it is, they don't say, well, maybe this teaching is not for this time. Well, maybe we can do this here. Well, maybe. No. Look at the Quran. If the Quran says this is what needs to happen, then if all hell breaks loose, we're going to do what the Quran says. It doesn't matter who says what. That is iman billah wa rusulih. And tawakkul, what energy, everyone's against you. And then calmly you say, they can't do a damn thing. Based on what? Because God is in charge. And God has said, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. God said, كَتَبَ اللَّهِ لَأَغْلَبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, I and my messengers, which includes those who follow those messengers, I will overcome. Doesn't matter how many people, with what material power. But these are words that are said. Who can actually act that way and become a Siddiq where their action shows the truth of their belief? Their action is true to that belief found in the Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. That's how that can be. That's how you can sit in a old brick house in Jamaran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and all this White House here and whatever Buckingham Palace in Britain and whatever palace or whatever they call it in France and in Germany and throughout the globe, all these powerful people with their expensive everything and all of what they own and all their militaries and all their intelligence agencies and all of that are against him. He very comfortably says, the United States of America can't do a damn thing. آمریکایش غلطی نمیتواند بکند. Why? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. That action is true to the belief that the Quran gives. The Quran says, this is the reality. If you're with Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. God's with you if you're doing taqwa, if you're doing what God says. He's with you. When Moses brought Banu Israel to the sea and they wanted to cross it, of course, they didn't realize, they didn't know perhaps, it was unbelievable to cross the sea. They're there at the sea, they don't have anywhere to move forward, and they see Fir'aun behind them catching up. Inna lamudrakun, oh my God, they got us, we're done for. Musa says, kalla, never. Inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. With me is my Lord. Allah is with me. Allah is with us. God is with us. Who can stand against God's will? But these are only words. I'm just saying words. Does my action, is my action true to those words? You see, Imam Khomeini. You see, Ayatollah Khamenei. May Allah protect him and prolong his life. They are siddiqun. They are so truthful that even the word sadiq is not mentioned. Siddiq is mentioned. And then they speak, and the kuffar speak. And some people of mu'mineen, others, it's a difference. Mu'mineen are confused. Who is telling the truth? Really? The one who does not say a thing because God said not to say something unless you have seen and are absolutely sure that it's right. Al-qawl bila ilm, don't say something that you don't know. He's a Siddiq, he acts like that based on the Quran. This person has spoken and says this is how it is. The one who will look at the sun, while looking at the sun, will lie to your face that it's nighttime and will provide all the lies in the world to try to sell you that lie. They're saying something different, and then as a believer, you're confused. These are simple teachings that we need to reflect on in this month of Rajab. The thought that we have, that question in our minds about, should I trust the Siddiq or should I trust that Kadhab? That doubt in my mind is a doubt for me in accepting الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. This is the Qur'an. The Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of God, has presented this Qur'an. He has said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّدِّيقُونَ. And then I have this doubt, is this guy telling the truth or the other guy? Well, God says this guy is, he's a Siddiq. If you're doubting, that means you're not a Siddiq. Your belief in Allah and His Rasul is deficient. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. For them is their ajr, their reward, and their nur. What does this mean? It doesn't describe that ajr. What is that ajr? It doesn't say great ajr. Their ajr. A reward that they will see. It's not something, some little descriptions here and there, but as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions in the Holy Quran, these are just tidbits, these are small descriptions. You can't describe even half of it, much less the whole deal. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ. They have nur. They have nur. Don't look for some, I don't know, some certain form of look that you think, oh, this guy is so... Why? Because, I don't know, they cut the lines of their beard, they're really nice, and they just showered and, I don't know, put some oils on, and they put a certain oils of fragrance that are generally seen in those who are more into what is called religious attire. It's a whole different thing, unfortunately. Looking religious. Don't look for that. No, they have nur. No one can see. You see them like, he's just, who the heck is this guy? If we would have seen Allama Tabatabai, may Allah bless his soul, a great man, would have probably just passed by, maybe even thought, maybe I should give him a little bit of money. Go change your clothes, man. What the heck is this clothing that you're wearing? It's ripped up. Aba, this thing, what is this? Ugly. That's how he looked. Because you've heard all these things, now you see a picture like, oh, look at those beautiful this, that, his eyes, you see that. It's because people have told you they're, he's great. If you would have seen that person, they have nur. Then the other side, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they cover the truth, because as we said, the Quran says, and it is a fact, reflect, everything is a sign of Allah. It's all over the place. There's no way you can miss it. So if you don't see that truth, that manifest, clear truth, كفروا, covered it. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. He said, no, this is not a sign of God. They saw it, but they said, no, it's not. The opposite of being truthful. They lied. It is. The truth is, that is a sign of God. They said, it's not. It's takthib. It's a lie, and it's calling that sign what it actually does a lie. It's like a sign is saying, this is the road to whatever city, And it is? And you say, no, it's not. That's takdhib. الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. These people are أصحاب الجحيم. أصحاب الجحيم, the companions of fire, hell. Do we see it that way? Do we see all these figures that are glorified for us? The Qaruns of today, these big, fat, filthy, rich dudes that physically keep in shape, but their nafs is filthy and fat. Fat egos. Only thing they see is the material life and being a big shot, being seen big. Great words about them, big cars, big this, big that, big name, big money, top richest person. Who are these people? Glorified, glamorized. They are وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Who are they? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. They're the companions of hell. They're the people of hell. Do we as mu'mineen see that? It's a very simple teaching. Are they not alladhina kafaru? If they're so smart that they're trying to send spaceships that they can reuse. If they're so smart that they can do all of this, they're not smart enough to see God exists? Of course they do. And if they don't, that means kafaru. That's what the Quran teaches. That's why it's called alladhina kafaru. It's blatant. It's clear. It's manifest. So if it's clear and this guy's smart, intelligent, and he's saying it's not there, I don't believe in it, this is baloney. What's that? It's kufr. Covering up that truth for themselves and takdhib. Like, no, this is not a sign of God. So they are clearly الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. They're the people of hellfire. Would you like to be one of them? Would you like to be one of those who is Ashabul Jahim in hellfire if you accept, if you believe, if we see the reality of there being hell, as God says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Hell is a reality, it is a truth. With all those horrific descriptions in the Quran, these people are Ashabul Jahim, these big names. We're not talking about average people. Average people, they're mustad'afin. Mustad'afin. They're not kuffar kalladhina kafaru wa kadhabu bi ayatina. They're mustad'afin. They're people that are being pulled in one direction or the other, confused. These figures, though, these big shots that, like, this guy's the richest person, or this guy's the richest person, these are clearly, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Who are the أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ? Would you like to be of أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ? Would you like to be with أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ? How do you see, can you consider someone who is أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ to be a person that you like, you have a liking towards? And if we like, we see Elon Musk's picture, we see this about him, we get interested, we read this, oh, he's this, he's that. You can see this guy's drooling all over the ideas. He loves to be like this dude. Want to be like this guy? He's Ashabul Jahim. Clearly, he's Alladhina Kafaru wa Kadhabu bi Ayatina. If you have doubts, look at it. Is he seeing the truth of God? Of course he's not. Well, it's blatant and he's very smart. Then why is he now? Kafaru. The ayat are saying God created us. He's saying, no, that's not true. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتُنَا. It's clear. This is not some average person that is wondering how to get their livelihood, where the next bill is going to be paid, so busy with all this stuff. No, he's living it up. He has all the time he wants and all the intelligence. No, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتُنَا. They're أصحاب الجحيم. Why do we like to be like these people? Why do we admire these people? Why do we look up how to become these people? Again, back to the first part of it. It's because الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ is not there. If we believed in this Quran, when we saw Elon Musk, we would be disgusted by that face. That shaitani face. That's just an example. Any of these guys, Bill Gates. All these figures that are الَّذِينَ, anyone who's الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. We go look up, oh, how can we become this person? Forget this person. Go become like Ali. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Do you think Ali would be around these people? Do you think these people would be around Ali? Clearly not. Clearly not. How can you like Ali and like them? How can you want to be like Ali and want to be like them? You can't. That's why we're not true. We're not Siddiqun. If we're not Siddiqun, then الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ is not there. We're not, our actions are not true to that belief. That means that belief is not there. It's not really there. If it was there, then it would reflect in our behavior. Would be similar to Imam Khomeini is too high for me to speak of. Ayatollah Khomeini is too high for me to speak of. And say, like, similar in ways, get close to these figures. So they were like that. They are like that. We don't want to be like these figures. They want to be as close as they can be to Ali. They want to be as close as they can be to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa ruhi lahu al-fida. I don't have any desire to be like these figures. These are concepts we need to look at, reflect, and think. And think of our daily routines, our goals we have set in our lives. Are those goals based on الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ? The goals regarding my job, regarding how I spend my money, regarding how I form family, regarding how many children I have, regarding whatever it is. Are those goals in life, those decisions about how to live my life, did we involve, did we consult Allah and His Rusul in them, or did we not? And everybody needs that reflection. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayh, the greatest mawlud of this month, salawatullah wa salamu alayh, he advised others to think, not that he didn't think, he advised about things that he did more than everyone else. He was more careful and more mindful and more thoughtful of what he's doing and what his goals are and making sure that those are based on what God and the Messenger have said. And on top of all of that, he would tell some of his companions that he found to be more pious than others. And he would tell them, advise me. He would say to them, advise me. this ear needs to hear advice. Ali says this ear needs to hear advice. Now, who am I to think that, oh, I've been through that. I know, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Can we just talk about, I don't know, this dhikr or that? No, these fundamentals, we've got to go back to them. Reevaluate. What am I moving towards? What's my life all about? Why have I chosen to do what I have chosen to do? We see believers, brothers, sisters. I envy some of these believers. We had a shaheed. He was a great scientist. One of those who, the cloning in Iran, in the Islamic Republic, was something that developed about 20 years ago. The process was developed about 20 or maybe even more. But they had the first clones out in about 15 years ago. The world was astonished because nobody gave them the know-how, and the world is even struggling about moving that part of science and those experiments forward. Serious questions, doubts, differences. It's the edge of advancement. Who developed it? This scientist, mu'min, muttaqi, believer in Allah, believer in his messengers, believer in that message at that time, someone that didn't say, I need to be involved with sciences, I'm not going to go to the war fronts, in the war against the Islamic Republic where Saddam was unleashed with chemical, biological weapons and all the other forms of warfare against the Islamic Republic, they would go to the battle fronts in his 20s. He does that jihad, he comes home, he does the jihad of developing sciences and technologies because of God's commands, not because I want to be a big shot, not because I want to have all this money, no. He did another of 250,000 salawat to get a larger piece of land to be able to construct a larger building because the facilities they had was small for what they had to do. They needed more room. They needed more space. He did that nadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that nadr come true through the leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Somehow, I don't know exactly how that worked, but it was Ayatollah Khamenei that provided them that piece of land. At age 44, this man was martyred. They hated his guts so much. Mossad had a biological assassination. It wasn't, nobody shot him, no bomb or anything. He had some form of, they still haven't figured out exactly how. But there was plenty of evidence, and Ayatollah Khamenei said, he referred to him as Shaheed. Envy these shuhada, each of them in their field. Each of them in their field. This is alladhina amanu billah wa rusulih. They chose their goal. See, you see, it's a scientist. You say it's a physician. It's a nuclear scientist. It's a military official. It's someone in business. They have all these different varieties. But that goal was not business. The goal was not scientific advancement for the heck of it, or to get a name for it, or to make money off of it. It was for Allah. It was for Allah. They saw the goals they set in their lives were goals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. They chose their goals. They lived their lives based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and what the Ahlul Bayt say, which are the continuation of the risala of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to process these Quranic teachings, these verses, reflect on them. It's the month of Rajab. brothers, sisters, we have to take advantage of this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a lot more time on our hands. Time is required for reflecting and thinking. Take advantage of the time that you have, the spare time you have. We all need to do that. I need to do that. Especially in this blessed month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased the blessings. There will be more effect to the reflection that can happen or that happens in this month by believers. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. We do that and we don't lose another opportunity of the month of Rajab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be of His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive all the marhumin from this community and all believers worldwide, especially our dear sister Anna, who has passed recently, and the others who have passed from our community of believers here in Southern California. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives all believers, those who are alive and those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all believers their hajat, their needs, their requests. Help those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. The people of Yemen are suffering from very difficult times, all of the difficulties that every other country in the world is dealing with is one thing. On top of all of that, this is the one country that is still under serious war and blockades. These are blockades. It's beyond just a form of sanction. There are blockades. The people don't have access to, they're not given access to medication. They're not given access to proper food. Their infrastructure has been destroyed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help these believing, these people who are believers. They're being attacked because of their belief. Their belief in Allah, their belief in the Messenger, their belief in taking their affairs in their own hands, not being under the rule of Iblis and under the rule of Shaitan, under the rule of the Saudis, under the rule of the Americans. Because of that, they're being killed in this way and massacred in this way and blockaded in this way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve these great believers of their hardships, difficulties, help them to be able to ascend above and beyond, both materially as well as spiritually. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of this pandemic, the difficult conditions that we're all in. Bin Nabiya wa alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat. We ask Allah for the mercy of His for all marhumin, especially our dear sister Anna. We ask everyone to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, preceded Salawat for our marhumin, especially sister Anna. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas-siratal mustaqim. Siratal